On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, streaming speed, black with ProPresenter 6, and a cheap camera and capture. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your question, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're listening to the audio podcast, great thing to do, by the way. You might be exercising, driving, maybe you're at work, whatever your reason, it's a great way to consume this content. But there's no video to leave your comment under. So how do you do that? No problem. You head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA for Church Tech Cast QA, questions and answers. So trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA, and that'll take you to all these question and answer shows. Just leave your question there. Perfectly acceptable way to do it as well. So the first question is, MSync on YouTube, in response to my video about how much internet speed you need to live stream, says, is 12 milliseconds ping 192 down megabits per second and 47 up megabits per second good? Yeah, actually, just look this up tonight. You can do 1080p, 60 frames a second at 9 megabits, about 9 megabits, between 4.5 and 9 megabits per second. So, what do you have, 47? Yeah, you're golden. You could do 4K with that, so you should be fine. Dr. Deborah Graham via Twitter asked me, Paul, in need of help, ProPresenter only outputs black to display. What can I do? Okay, so let me take you through the troubleshooting steps that I would do. First off, I'd make sure that I hit Command 1 to make sure that the display is actually on. Make sure that ProPresenter itself has started up. Make sure that the display is set to the correct output. So go Command Comma will take you into ProPresenter Preferences. Make sure the word Out has been dragged in the little Displays tab to the appropriate display. Make sure that's all good. Now, in talking to her, it turns out that what happened was she updated to the latest version of OS X, OS X El Capitan. I just like saying that. El Capitan, which Renewed Vision doesn't yet quite support. I've upgraded to it, but I'm doing screencasts with it. I'm not actually using it for live stuff. So I wouldn't recommend that my church upgrade to it, for example. So I think that's what the problem was. Turns out she had problems with it. Rolled back to Yosemite, previous version of OS X, OS X 1010, I think, 1010, yeah, I believe that's the number, and that's when this problem happened. So I think what happened is El Capitan, it changed something that the rollback didn't unchange. So the first thing I would do is I would check on the Renewed Vision forums and see if there's any fix for this. Could be someone else has had it and they go, oh yeah, well it turns out this is the component you downloaded from this place, put that there, reboot, you're good. That's the first thing I would do. Very possible that someone else has had this problem and they've got a fix. If that's not the case, What you're going to need to do is you're going to need to do a clean install. So make sure you back up all your files and do a clean install. And it's going to take you some time, but you should be able to get back up and running. It's also worth doing just to reinstall ProPresenter, because sometimes one of those files could have gotten gacked up, and that could solve it as well. So those are the steps I would take if I were you. Next, Stephen Legg via Twitter asks me, I've got a budget of $300. I need to buy an HD camera and capture card to work with FMLE on a Windows PC. Help. Okay, so FMLE is Adobe Flash Media Live Encoder. I happen to know that the Blackmagic Design Mini Recorder line of capture cards work with FMLE. The problem is, in talking with Steve, he doesn't have a Thunderbolt port, so he can't use the mini recorder. He doesn't have a USB 3 port, so he can't use, the DeckLink version of the mini recorder, can't use that one. But he does have a PCI card slot. So since he's got this PCI card slot, he can use the PCI version, which is a little pricier than the other two, but still we're talking less than $200. So that's what I'd recommend that he do. I think that one is called the... it's not the DeckLink. It's not the mini recorder. It's the other one. I'll leave a link in the show notes below. And use that for capture. Now for a camera. It's not going to have a lot of money left. We're talking about $150, $180 for the capture card. So what I would do is I would go with something like my Canon Vixia HF R40, which I bought refurbished not too long ago, got a good deal on it. Look around, you might be able to get a good deal, and you'll have an HD camera. You'll come out of that with HDMI, go into this capture card, and then go into your computer, and you should be good to go. That will also give you some flexibility, because in the future, if you decide to add in a video switcher and another camera, no problem. You've already got the capture card. Now, ideally, I'm really a big fan of the Teradek Vidiu series of encoders, but he's already got the computer. He's already using Adobe Flash Media Live Encoder, so he doesn't have the budget for even the Vidiu Mini, which is $500. So just something to think about. Should that computer need to be replaced, maybe look at an encoding appliance instead. Those are the entry-level ones, and they seem to work well. I know people that use them in the field all the time, so that's where I would start. So how about you? Did that answer one of your church tech questions, or do you just need to leave it right now? Go ahead, do it. Head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA. Under one of those videos, just leave your comment. That would be perfect. Otherwise, if you're watching on YouTube, for example, or you're already on trinitydigitalmedia.com, just leave your comment below, and I'll get to that as soon as I can. Now, if you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up your church tech gift, and you'll get a free subscription to my email newsletter, where I'll give you all sorts of updates about the great stuff that's happening here at trinitydigitalmedia.com, including Church Tech U. Church Tech U is something that I've just launched not too long ago. That's churchtechu.com, short for university. That's what they use for. So that has all my resources, kind of a membership is what I have in mind. So you can join, you can download my resources, you can ask me questions, you can ask questions of the community. You can help with your experience, and together we can build a community of church techies that are willing to help one another, kind of do the iron sharpening iron thing that we read about in Ecclesiastes, and really grow together as a community. So head over to churchtechu.com today and join that. First month's free, churchtechu.com. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.